The rapture is upon us. Whether you are ready or you are not ready, the rapture in 14 days from now is going to take place. There is a storm brewing right now, and it's dark. No human being on this earth is ready for what is coming.
You're 100% confident.
100% does not do it for me. I'm a billion percent sure. I began to hear, literally, in my ear, the sound of the trumpet.
During the tribulation, when people die, where will they go?
To everybody who's listening, who will be left behind, you know, do not take the mark of the beast. How do you, ladies, feel that your channel has only 14 days left?
I've been through the most, been through the most.
Hola, Sand Fam. Hello and welcome to I've Been Through the Most podcast right here on Saint Twins TV with myself, Millicent, and my twin sister, Innocent. And whether you're watching us on YouTube or listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, welcome! It's always such an honor to have you. Thank you for being here. Make sure you are part of the family by simply subscribing. It's absolutely free. Join the Sand Fam. We are on a quest, on a journey of reaching 500K subscribers. We are well on our way by the grace of God. Thank you all for being part of the family. If you have committed and said, you know what, I love what you're doing, I enjoy what you're doing, and I want to support the ministry, whether you call it a ministry or the work of God, it is exactly that. We thank you. Like I said again, it's absolutely free to be a subscriber. Just click on that button that says subscribe. Of course, we want you to interact on this episode. So the comment section is very, very critical. Do not watch this episode without commenting. We want to know your thoughts. We want to know your views. We want to know your opinions. Whether you agree, you disagree, whether you are in between, we want to hear all about it. We are also available on our different social media platforms, whether it's Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, we are everywhere. Show us some love there. Give it a huge thumbs up and be part of the movement. One of the comments actually in the last episode, they were like, what is the point of you guys trying to reach 500,000 subscribers when we are getting raptured in September? And I was like, oh, okay. Listen, nobody said you must stop your life. You need to live life every single day. Then we're going to talk about that today. Like for certain people who are like, okay, I'm stopping my life, cutting off business, not going to school, all these things because of the rapture message.
Yeah.
So we're going to address it. The most requested man on this platform right now.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever been as busy as we are since the year 2025 started. Mr. Right. Joshua just came and turned things around. Like, we didn't see it coming.
We weren't ready for it. I'll tell you that we weren't ready for it. We're just having a conversation with him, actually, saying that we've never received as many emails as we have.
Comments.
Trying to keep up.
Yeah, so we're trying to keep up. You know, even trying to send him feedback. I know some people are really getting impatient, but please bear in mind, this is one person dealing with thousands of people across the globe who all want the answers. And so this is why this episode is important for us, because we're trying to cover as many, you know, answers as possible by having him here instead of him responding to each one of you. So
okay,
let's stop talking. We need the time. We need all the
Joshua,
time.
Joshua, welcome back.
Thank you so much, ladies. It's good to be back. So before I start, let me start by saying, so someone has made a song about this message.
Oh.
Yes. And can I say the name of the channel?
Yeah.
So the name of the song is Let It Be, September 23. That's the name of the song. And the channel where you can find it is Jesus Christ Loves among people. But there where it says among, you replace the A with H.
Okay.
It's like Jesus Christ loves H among people. Okay. So the name of the song is let it be September 23. And I tell you, people, I've never seen something like this. So if anyone is watching, would like to support the person who made this song, please go to his channel and view this song. It's very powerful.
Really? Okay.
And the reason why I'm promoting this song is not because I don't have any shares, I'm not going to receive any money. But the reason why I'm supporting this song is because of the message. But beyond the message, it's the anointing that I felt coming from the song. So please, people, go and check it out. So to go straight to it, I'll say this again. The rapture is among us. The rapture is upon us. Whether you are ready or you are not ready, the rapture in 14 days from now is going to take place.
Hey.
14 days. And I would like to say this to everybody. Before you speak, before you respond, you know, try to silence even your thoughts. Can you hear? Can you feel the storm? There is a storm brewing right now. It's brewing and it's dark. And I'll tell you this. No human being on this earth is ready for what is coming. Yeah. Human beings are not built to handle the wrath of God. So beyond the rapture that will happen in 14 days on the 23rd of this month, that storm is brewing and is ready to take over the world. So, with those words said, to the people who are opposing my message, who look at me and think I am just one more, and even pull up scriptures, you know, to oppose what I'm saying, this is what I have to say to you. On that day of the 23rd, who is God going to back up? You or me? Whose words are going to fall to the ground? Mine or yours? I'll say this again. The date of the 23rd, which is going to be the rapture of the church, this date is irrefutable.
It's final.
It is final. It is...
What day of the week is it? I haven't even checked.
I think it's Tuesday.
Sure.
Today. This date cannot be disproven. In fact, no one has disproven this date. People have said a lot of things on the internet, but no one has disproven this date. No one. So, I say again, you have to listen to what I say, because the words that are coming out of my mouth are coming straight from the mouth of the Almighty God. So, none of the words that I speak will fall to the ground. None of them will be empty. Every single thing that I have said, because I'm in line with Him, with His word, every single thing that I have spoken will come to pass.
You're 100% confident.
100% does not do it for me. I'm million. A billion percent sure.
So with 14 days, right, left to the rapture, has there been any, you know, new revelations, fresh revelations, confirmations from you on your side? You know, have you, you know, gotten more clarity from the Lord and you like, I'm more certain now than ever was certain, but I'm more certain because, you know, God has continued to confirm these dates.
I've been certain about this date for years. There is no new revelation. In fact, interestingly, ever since I announced this date, the visions have reduced. They've been there. But the Lord is, the visions that He has given me are new. They are not of the date. Concerning the date, He has been silent. Because He knows it's final with Him and it's final with me. I don't need confirmation.
Okay.
I don't need...
any more convincing.
Any reassuring.
Okay.
I don't need it. So let me say this. I'll repeat for people, those who don't know. In 2018, in a vision, in a dream, I don't see God, but I hear His loud voice. And He says to me, there will be no World Cup 2026. Because life will not be usual for those who are left behind on earth. And then I wake up. As a person who was not a follower of soccer, I researched and I found that in 2026, I'm awake, right? I found that there is going to be a World Cup in 2026. And currently people are preparing. You know, our national soccer team probably is preparing. I don't know. I don't follow soccer. But I tell you, it is not going to happen. It is not going to happen for them. It is not going to happen for the entire world. Still in 2018, I'm asleep. I wake up. I switch on the main lights. I took the Bible and I read the Bible. I read my Bible. And Jesus appeared in front of me. People doubt this part when I say He appeared physically.
Physically.
As I can see you. He appeared in front of me and He told me, from the time Israel became a nation in 1948, there will be 77 years to the Exodus. And in this moment, I knew He was talking about the rapture. The reason why I knew is because when you are before the Lord, those who know, they know, you ask yourself a question in your mind. He answers it before you can even ask
Him. We've heard that.
He answers even your thought. So He answered when I had Exodus. He took my attention, but He answered it right there in my mind that this is the rapture. And He said, on the 23rd and the 24th of the Feast of Trumpets of 2025, I will come to take my church. Then there will be a 7-year tribulation on earth for those left behind. And then He said, on the Day of Atonement of the 15th of September, 2032, I will return to earth as king. And then it disappeared. And I was left amazed.
Physically, wow.
Now, there is something that I don't mention to people. I didn't mention to people when I give this testimony in this part. From this day that He gave me the date of the rapture, I began to hear literally in my ear the sound of the trumpet. Now I want to describe that in other people's testimonies, or I hear how other people say the trumpet will sound. I hear that and I'm not disputing. But the way the trumpet sounded to me was like the horn or the honk, I don't know, they call it honking. Of a cruise ship. Have you ever heard when a cruise ship is docking?
Yeah.
That sound, you know, that says
that, like, deep
sound. Yeah, but
sound,
that,
yeah.
Deep sound.
Yo.
So that is the sound I began to hear day to day to day to day. It was not in my ear, but I could, it is, if God opened my ears and my hearing could hear something that was happening in heaven. Let me see.
Sure.
The sound of the trumpet kept ringing, and it didn't only ring, it had a message. Tell the people. Remember, I'm coming from being told the date of the rapture.
Yeah.
So he's telling me, tell the people what I told you. The sound of the trumpet stopped when the decision was made in my heart. When the decision, when I made the decision in my heart that I am going to tell the world, the sound stopped. On the 23rd of this month, 14 days from now, that trumpet sound will sound. And every true Christian will be taken up in the rapture. And every little child, teenagers, will be left behind if they do not have Christ. Every little child will also be taken up in the rapture. It will begin with the dead in Christ. So the graves will open up. So what I saw in one vision, when I was being raptured in this vision, when I was going up, the earth and the buildings were shaking. And I wonder if this is not from the impact of the graves being opened up, including the power that God will be using to transform in a split second this body, you know, all over the world and many people. So everybody, those who are dead in Christ and us who are alive, who are Christians, will meet in the clouds. And then from the, this will all take part in a split second. From the clouds, we will then go up to meet him in the air. I said it last time. People confuse this. Jesus will not be waiting in the clouds. I know, because in an open vision, I'm not sleeping. I stood up there in the atmosphere with him in space, just close to Earth, just above Earth. He was, he was on my right, and we were looking down to Earth. So he didn't look at me, and he had a stern face. He had a very stern face. He was so serious, and he was focused on the earth. So when I looked to the globe, the earth, I couldn't see what he was seeing because I just saw a map. But he gave me, remember?
The thoughts. Yeah.
He gave me an insight into what he was looking at. So he was looking at the sin that people are living in, are committing in the world, and the wickedness that is going on in the planet Earth. Now listen, these two things, when I look at his face, he gave me the insight that he was angry. I wish I can describe the anger of God. I was not afraid because he's my father. So I was not afraid. But the way he was so angry, I tell you, the world is not ready. That's why demons are afraid of God. That's why the devil is very afraid of God. When he appears, they flee. Because remember, God is perfect. So when he loves you perfectly. But also when he's angry, his anger will perfectly, you know, fulfill its mission. So today I want to also emphasize, I'll start with the church. Church, repent. Now there is a hyper grace that's going on now in the world amongst the Christian denomination. Ever since people have known grace, now some people are using the grace of God as a license to sin. There are people who were challenging me in my channel or asking me questions, saying, what do I mean when I tell people repent of your sins? I don't even understand why I should be asked this question. Because Jesus, when he began his ministry, he told people, repent or perish, or repent for the kingdom of heaven is near. This is what he told them. So if Jesus said people must repent, now when I say repent of your sins, what wrong have I done? When he finished to help the woman who was caught in adultery, I said to her, go and sin no more. That is the will of God. Salvation is not received by us doing good or abstaining from sin and doing what is right. Because if salvation was abstained by that way, then no one would need Jesus. There are people who are out there in the world who don't have Jesus, and they don't lie, they don't hurt people.
They are generally just good people.
They are good people. They do what is right. But when they die, they will go straight to hell. Because it is not the good actions that take us to heaven. But it is what Christ did on that cross. God became a human and he came down to the world. A perfect human being, perfectly God, to die, to take our sins upon himself. So our sins were put on him so that we who believe in him, his righteousness could be imparted upon us, those who believe. So that is what makes a person receive salvation. It is what Jesus did on that cross. But still, as a believer, you need to be, you know, aware. You need to be separate from sin. You need to do what is right. Though that is not what has, you know, earned you salvation, but you still need to live a holy life. And this, you know, the Bible says, we know those who are born again. They do not continue in sin. They do not live, you know, in habitual sin, you know. So this is how you know you are born again. Your heart gets changed. You no longer desire sin. You have a heart of righteousness, you know. So to everybody who's listening to me, if Jesus is not your Lord and Savior, if you have not received him, Now is your time.
Amen.
Because the period of grace that we have been given in 14 days from now is going to close up. That door will open for the righteous and will be raptured. But those who are not of Jesus will be left behind on this world. So to the church first, repent of all your sins. Get rid of every sin that is in your life. And to the world, repent of your sins and then come to Jesus.
Yeah.
He will save you from hell, but also he will take you up in the rapture that is coming on the 23rd of September. There's another scripture that people like to quote when they are opposing me.
Yeah.
Okay. They say to me, messiahs will appear, false Christ, and I'm a false Christ. I've been called all sorts of names, by the way.
I can imagine.
I've been called Satan.
And I think that's, you know, one thing that we didn't speak about is that I think it takes so much courage, you know, to confidently carry a message and share it gracefully over and over again, even when there is an influx of people who are opposing it and calling you all sorts of names, a false prophet, this and this and this, it's unknown spirits and. But I mean, how does that make you feel? And then I think there's a balance, right, Millicent? Mm. But more so, there's more people who believe it. Mm. I can say on our side from the reception, from the feedback, I can say 80% of the people are like, you know, I believe this message. And then the little 20% of people who are opposing the message. How does that make you feel? What are your thoughts? And the names that you mentioned that they're calling you, you know, how do you deal with that? Because you're still human at the end of the day, you know?
Let's try to get over, to list the names again.
Mm.
I've been called a false prophet, Satan, demon possessed.
Sure.
Or have a demon. A soothsayer, you know, I'm working with the spirit of divination.
Mm.
I'm a liar. You know, and all sorts of stuff. To be honest with you, there's not even one word from these words that affect me.
Mm.
I sleep in peace. I sleep in peace.
Yeah.
God said to me one day, concern yourself with obeying me and deliver my message. Don't worry about convincing people about this message. You do what I tell you.
Mm.
The rest, leave everything to me.
Mm.
So I don't concern myself. In fact, if I'm being honest with you, literally laugh. It's almost as if the Holy Spirit feels me that time. And I laugh at such insults and, you know, persecution. Mm. Because I don't recognize what they are saying.
Mm.
I know I'm not satanic. I know I'm not demon possessed. I know I'm not deceived.
Mm.
Some people will say, we think he's sincere, but he's deceived. If you did not know, now you will know. I operate with the gift of discernment.
So I agree with what you're saying, the reception, and how you're focusing on what you said God said to you, right?
Yes.
Because you are 100% sure, you trust what you saw, you trust what you hear, what you heard, and you're standing on that.
Mm.
And for us, it's the people in the fivefold ministry that even come to us, like pastors, bishops, apostles, you know, that are like, girls, no. This is what the word says. This is what the Bible says, you know? So God could have come to us, you know, who are called. He could have spoken to some prophets. He could have spoken to some prophets or whatever. So he goes to his selected people, because obviously you're not the only one that has this message, to tell them this message. And it's that, confusion or that rivalry that's going on, that not deliver the message to them?
A good question. So I'll also say, just to finish up what I was saying earlier, I laugh at the comments that say I'm lying and mm-hmm. I'm satanic and all those negative comments. Because I don't recognize that, like, I know that's not me. I know I'm not satanic. So I don't recognize the person they say I am.
Mm.
That's why I laugh at those comments. So, to be honest, I myself asked God one day, why didn't you use that pastor?
Mm.
He has a worldwide ministry. He's known, you know, he's already established.
Mm.
I got no answer. He didn't answer me. He didn't respond to me.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. God will choose who he will choose.
Mm.
He will do what he will do because he is God.
Mm.
You know? I definitely don't despise the fivefold ministry.
Mm.
I recognize the role that they play, you know, in the kingdom of God. But one thing that I've seen, one thing that I can tell you, God resists the proud.
Sure.
And he gives grace to the humble. So when God is doing something, there will always be a test of humbleness. You know, will you be proud? Are you proud or are you humble? So God using a nobody like me, it's exactly that. God is using a nobody to test hearts, you know.
Mm.
So some people, because they don't know me or they despise me, you know, when they look at me, that's exactly what God is doing. He is testing hearts. You know, I hear prophets, you know, pastors talk about me, you know, and immediately, you know what I've seen? I've seen people listen to my message and then they believe. And then they hear a prophet and then they believe that prophet.
Yeah.
I tell you that day, no prophet in this world, no pastor, no bishop, you know, if they are opposing this message, you know, none of what they say will happen that day. You know, I had one say, there'll be no rapture on the 24th. We shall see.
Time will tell, I guess.
And when by the way,
14 days will tell.
Can I take an opportunity?
But also, you are not a nobody. Let's continue. Let's get it out there. You are definitely a somebody.
Thank you for that.
God's own, yeah.
I guess you've passed the test of humbleness. So, another thing that I want to say is, on the 23rd,
mm-hmm.
I didn't ask you for your permission, ladies, but can I?
Yes.
Even if you don't know. On the 23rd, I'll be doing a live.
Oh, wow.
Okay? I want to show you what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. I'll be doing a live for the whole day. So I will not be doing a live on the 24th because I won't be here on the 24th. So
they can miss you. So if they're left behind on your life, it means they are left behind.
Yeah, if you are here on the 24th, let me say on the 23rd and the 24th, you remember most the different time zones.
Yes. Yeah.
So Australia, Asia, that side,
mm-hmm.
you know, they'll be on the 24th,
mm-hmm.
and we. South Africa, I think Israel, and America will be on the 23rd. So, actually, God is going to use both of these days.
Hmm. So, people won't be raptured at the same time?
They will be raptured at the same time, but same time is...
In between the days.
Oh, in the time zones.
Time
okay.
zones, yes.
Okay.
Australia is on the 24th. On the same time, we are on the 23rd.
Okay.
So when the rapture happens, others are on the 23rd, others are on the 24th.
Mm.
So I'll be doing a live for the whole day. Because many people have said that we want to see what he's going to say on the 25th.
Oh.
And Some have said that he will disappear on the 25th because, you know, it won't happen. And some have said, I'll be coming up with excuses, you know, to explain away why the rapture,
didn't happen.
Okay. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not running. On the 23rd, I want to be looking at everybody who will be tuning into this life.
So that means you're going to be raptured during the life. No sense.
So if it happens, if it happens, I want to drink coffee. If it happens, I want to drink coffee, and while Joshua. while I'm drinking the coffee, I'm raptured. I don't know.
They must be left with the coffee cup on the left.
But my prayer is that I drink the coffee.
Yeah.
And I come back to the life.
Yeah.
And the rapture happens while I'm on the life. That is what I'm actually hoping for. So if it's possible, I'll drink the coffee in the life, you know? Because I want to show people that God exists.
Yeah.
You know? And I've seen him with my own eyes. Jacob said, because some people have said that no one can see God and live. But Jacob said in the book of Genesis that after wrestling with Jesus, he said, I have seen the face of God and I did not die. So I've seen Jesus on the in 2018. And he gave me the rapture date of the 23rd and the 24th of September, and I did not die, you know. So I'll be doing a live in this channel, Medic for Christ. Medic for Christ will be, what do you call it, corresponding?
Streaming
with him from America, you know, to here.
The whole day.
The whole day, you know, we'll be doing that the whole day. And yeah, I want to show people that, I want to challenge people. Please, with humbleness, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
You who will be left behind and you who will be raptured, both these people, because there will be these two kinds of people on that day, no one's life will be the same. No one. You'll be raptured, of course, you'll be in heaven. But you will be left behind also here. Your life will change. And if, this is the challenge, if you say, on the 25th, I'll be here, life will be normal, and nothing is going to happen. So I'm challenging you to come to this life. I'm challenging you to join this live streaming of the rapture. You know, for you to see that, like when the rapture happens in your eyes, you know, that the plans that you have made for yourself are not going to happen. They are not going to happen, you know, because life will change for everybody that day. Everybody, life will change that day.
Do you not want to be doing something else on that day but being live? Isn't it like your final moments, I guess, on earth? Be occupied by other things instead of wanting to show people that it's gonna be rapture. Do you know, like I'm just trying to imagine the day, wake up, bath, and because it can be any moment, because we don't have a time, right? It's just the date that's there, so there's no time. So what is your day looking like besides planning for rapture? Do you plan on just waking up very early on that day? What, like, take us through it.
Exactly what you just said. I plan to wake up, prepare myself, and be on the life the whole day. So everything that I have to do, I will do it before.
Okay.
Yes. So that day I'll be available only to be on the life for the Lord that day. And I will show you, I don't say this in a proud way, I want to stand by my word and show you and for you to see God stand by his word, because he has given me his word that is coming on that day. So on that day, I know the Lord will be descending upon the world, like physically. He'll be coming, descending, and then he will stand above and call us to him. So I want to finish up where people say I'm a false messiah. You know, they say, listen, I had a vision one day. In this vision, I saw, it's interesting what's happening in the news now. This is many years ago. I saw a spacecraft and I was not in it, but I could see in it. And I saw a man who looked facially, he looked like Jesus, beard. He looks like Jesus. But I knew it was not Jesus because evil presence were coming from him. So he was dressing, he was wearing a robe or dressing up, putting a robe on. And then I woke up. So God made me to understand that when the Bible says false Christ, false Messiah will appear and you'll be told there he is in the desert and don't go there. That is what Christ was showing me. So people, you know, yes, I know the false Messiah is appearing on earth today. But specifically there when it says in the desert, you know, there's something on the news called, I don't know, is it Three Atlas or something? A spaceship that they say
is heading over
aliens.
To the earth,
Exactly. So, you know, God was showing me that that spaceship that or that spacecraft that I saw in the vision will land on earth because people will be aware, I mean, the world leaders or the Antichrist, by the way, speaking about the Antichrist, if people want to know, unless you give me permission, man, I can say his name.
Yeah, that's another conversation, right? About who it is.
But you don't have to put your channel in any trouble,
right?
When that spacecraft lands, you know, because the world leaders or the Antichrist will know that people now want Jesus because they've seen him rapture the church. So now people want Jesus. So they will want to deceive the world by pretending the man inside the spacecraft pretending to be Jesus. And, you know, he will call people to come out from wherever they are hiding. And I'll say again, you know, as this is coming to memory, because there's many things, you know. I'll say again, if you are living peacefully in your house today, or you live in a flat or an apartment, when the rapture happens, you will not be able to live in your house peacefully. So in other words, as soon as the rapture happens, the demons that are in the cosmos, as Paul says in Ephesians 6, will come down and they will possess people. So earth will be a violent place. You know, people will come into people's houses, you know, and do all sorts of evil against them. So it will be safer to run from your house. So people will be living in forests, you know, mountains, you know, like far in the fields. You know, that's why the Bible speaks about animals will kill some people because people will be running to lions, to tigers, you know, to...
So wait, where will those, sorry, where will those people, because that's what I wanted to ask, right, about the rapture, because obviously the dead will rise. So during the tribulation, when people die, where will they go?
Oh, yes. So those who are left behind, you mean?
Yes.
So when they see the rapture happen and they start putting their faith in Christ, you know, they will be saved, but they will die probably in the tribulation. But they will go to heaven. They will die and go to heaven. Whoever is killed for Christ on this earth during tribulation will go to heaven. You know. But the problem is they will have to live the 7 years with the Antichrist, which is going to be a very terrible time.
They will suffer.
The Bible says there will be famine, you know, there will be no food. You know, people will walk around thin and, you know, no power, no strength because they haven't eaten, you know, and they are living in, there's no shops, there's no malls, there's no houses, there's nothing. The cars, everything that you see, this thing is about to flip on its head, you know. Earth is about to be a place that people will not recognize.
And this is in 14 days.
This is in 14 days. This is in 14 days. Another thing that I must mention is the mark of the beast. To everybody who's listening who will be left behind, you know, do not take the mark of the beast.
Mm.
This has been, by the way, from the last episode, the second episode, something that I forgot to speak about. Do not take the mark of the beast, because this is another scripture I'll bring up. Mm. I saw someone on YouTube who has a reacting channel.
Mm. Oh, okay.
He says that he's sure that the rapture will not happen because first we must see the Antichrist.
They said the Antichrist must be revealed first before.
Yes, it says first there must be a falling away, and then the Antichrist must be revealed. That's not what that scripture or that chapter means.
Mm.
It says that Paul says, and now, brethren, regarding the coming of the Lord, that's the second coming.
Yeah.
And our gathering to him, that is the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
And then he speaks that don't listen to those who say that the day has come, the day of the coming of the Lord. He says, don't listen to them. And I never said Jesus has already come, you know. I'm saying he's coming, not he has come already. Those who are told not to listen there are those who say Jesus has already come. Mm-hmm. So Paul is explaining, before the second coming, there will be a falling away first, and the Antichrist will be revealed. This is in the tribulation.
Tribulation.
But then later on in the same chapter, it speaks about the restrainer, that the Antichrist, the restrainer is holding back the Antichrist.
Mm.
But when the restrainer is removed, which is the rapture, then the Antichrist will be revealed. So it's the rapture, restrainer removed, then the Antichrist revealed. Not revealing first of the Antichrist, then the rapture, no.
So then how did you know the Antichrist before now the rapture? Was it revealed to you?
Yeah, God showed me in a vision. But before I answer you, I want to give people a new revelation about the falling away.
Okay.
The falling away could be a falling away from faith. By the way, I'm being accused that I'm being used by Satan for the great falling away. People, when they don't see the rapture that day, will fall from their faith. I tell you, I'm innocent of anyone's faith falling, and I'm innocent of anyone's blood. I have no blood in my hands.
Mm.
I'm clean. Because the rapture will happen that day. But I want to say this. There is a falling away that I don't hear people talk about.
Mm.
It's when human beings are no longer human beings.
Yeah.
It's when humans, you know, change into being a different species, let me say, or hybrid.
Mm.
So let me explain. Don't take the mark of the beast, because the mark of the beast will not be only for transacting, buying or selling.
Yeah.
And they say the mark, you will use it to buy
or sell. Oh, yeah, the chip.
Yes, the chip that will be in your hand or on your forehead.
So it looks like it's for convenience. Like once you have it, at least your card is linked to your skin. Exactly. If you just beep, 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 beep.
But I'll tell you something that people don't know. That chip on your hand, that chip on your forehead or in your brain, I don't know where it will be.
Mm.
It will change your DNA. Jesus said, like it was in the days of Noah.
Mm.
What was in the days of Noah? The Bible says there were giants on earth.
Mm.
The angels came together with the women and they formed this unknown species, you know. So I don't know what they will include in this chip, but when it comes into your skin or under your skin, into your bloodstream, it will change your DNA and you will no longer be a human being. I've seen this with my own eyes, God giving me a vision in the tribulation, these powerful beings, you know, chasing people down and eating them. You know, these beings chasing people down and eating people. I saw piles of dead bodies, you know, in the streets. You know, it was dark, it was gloomy, it was terrible, you know. And, you know, I saw this one hybrid, a mixture of a human and I don't know what is that, is a beast or, you know, some say it's the Nephilim, you know. So I saw it chase down a teenager. And when he grabbed him, he said, lunch. Huh. I'm telling you, this is what he said. He said, lunch. And then I woke up. I came out of this vision. So it will be a very, very terrible place. You know, there will, as I said, there will be no food. So
it's going to be tough.
It's going to be very terrible. So to answer
so the
your
mark
question,
of the beast, yes.
Oh, so mm-hmm. just to before
yeah,
you say,
yeah.
So the falling away is when humans are like another falling away that people don't know.
Yeah,
is when human beings become hybrid, or they become the Nephilim, or they a mixture of a human and something else. So that is the falling away. In other words, the original position that God has created us to be,
completely,
which is a human being, 100% human being. Now people will no longer be human beings. That is the falling away. And then the revealing of the Antichrist, when he goes into the temple, declaring himself to be God, because he has chipped everybody. He has turned everybody into these hybrids.
And then he has to come as a solution.
You know, and then he demands worship from, you know, he declares himself to be God. You know, I forgot what you were saying.
Okay, so with the mark of the beast, when it comes, I also forgot that question, but I have this one now. Won't it be like, remember how they did with the vaccination, where it looks like it's something that's compulsory, or, you know, it said it's something that's compulsory, everybody needs to do this, or else if you don't do this, you won't be able to purchase food or to go to places, you know. So when people refuse now the mark of the beast, is that when they'll get killed or beheaded, or how's that going to work?
Yeah, definitely, that's how it's going to happen, you know, it will be... But the way it would be presented at first, it would be you get the mark, then you will eat. In other words, you'll be able to buy. Or you don't get the mark, then you will die of starvation. But then now, because there will be those who will stand strong in their faith in Christ and resist the mark, so that's when the Antichrist then will, you know, go out on or go on a mission to kill those who refuse to take the mark, you know. So this is where God now is encouraging people to stand strong, to endure, because it's going to be tough. You are not eating and you are on the run, you know, and, you know, some will be killed. So some will be captured. So this is where you need to really, 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 really be strong, but, you know, above everything, it's better for you not to be left behind. Yes, you will be saved if you are killed with Christ in the tribulation, but it is better for you not to be on this planet on the 14 days from now, on the 23rd of September, you know.
So do you have any other questions?
Maybe just lastly, so other people have come up to speak about the dates as well. And I wonder what your thoughts are. Do you think they are aligned with your message? Because you also spoke about having the grace of discernment, right? And I mean, we've sat down with different people, some similarities, some not. What are your thoughts on people who have come up after you have spoken about the dates and shared the exact same dates, however, you
different
know,
experiences,
different experiences, and one or two things differ? What are your thoughts?
One or two things, like what, for example?
The way in which their calculations were revealed, you know, you had personal experiences with Jesus, and, you know, it's been a long journey since 2018, you know, and then for them, perhaps it's coming through dates that were revealed from, you know, something, and then the Antichrist as well. What we've discovered is that
it's different people what they said. Because mm-hmm. when we ask off camera, who do you think the Antichrist is? And then the stories are different. They, although the dates are the same, but then, you know, we see those small differences. Yeah.
So if I'm understanding your question right, I made a podcast, I think.
Like, are you aligned? Are the messages aligned? It's basically what I'm asking. Just because the dates are the same does not mean the messages are aligned. Are the messages aligned?
Well, it depends if the message is saying what I'm saying, you know. But if the message is saying something different, because some people will say, for example, they think that September something else is going to happen, not the rapture.
No, they're saying it's the rapture.
Mm. Yeah. So, of course, those, yeah, definitely, you know, as I say, I was in a podcast the other Friday, and I said in that podcast that, you know, God told me many years ago, if I come out with my message and I'm bold to tell people about this message, there's other people that he has told around the world of the same message, the same date. So when I come out, they will come out as well.
Okay.
You know, so...
So it comes as no surprise to you.
It is not a surprise
because now
God
people
did
are
tell
more comfortable.
Me that, you know, yeah, some people are going to come out. So before we close, let me say this. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. God told Joshua to prepare people because to consecrate themselves because the Lord was about to do amazing things. They were going to cross the river Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
Into the promised land. And I'm telling people that God has sent me.
To prepare
not,
the people.
Not because of me, but because of his grace. To prepare people because we're about to cross over. Not by dying, those who are in Christ, but by the rapture. So, consecrating... You know, I almost spoke vernacular. Consecrate yourself, you know, and prepare yourself because the Lord is about to do amazing things. The event of the 23rd has never happened before. There has been a rapture of Enoch, one person, Elijah, one person, not millions of people, you know. So what is going to happen that day is amazing, is powerful, is miraculous.
Yeah.
You know, it has never happened before. So prepare yourself and make sure you are part of those who will not be left behind, but who will go up in the rapture. So in Joshua chapter 10, verse 12, the Bible says that God stopped the sun. When Joshua was fighting the enemy, he commanded the sun to stop, and the sun stopped. So the Bible says there never was a day like that ever, you know. So I want to say to people, on the 23rd, there never will be
another day
like that. You know, you will shoot up to the sky, you know, and you will see everything happening, though it's happening in a split second, but you will see everything happening. I'm talking about those who will be raptured.
Yeah.
You will see everything happening. It's going to be, and you'll see, by the way, you'll meet Christ there in the air, and then all of us will go to heaven. And by the way, I must say, let me explain the judgment seat of Christ when it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, where Christians will go through a judgment in heaven. So that judgment is not for people. If you fail there, you know, it doesn't mean that you'll be taken to hell. That judgment is actually for rewards. You know, you can't go to heaven and then go out of heaven to hell. It doesn't happen that way.
Once you are in, you are in.
Once you're in heaven, you know, you are there forever. So there will be a judgment seat of Christ where Christ will be rewarding people for what they have done for him while they were on earth. You know, it's not a reviewing of sins.
No.
Yeah. It's not that kind of
judgment. It's an award ceremony.
Exactly, something like that. So, and then there will be rewards given. So I'm begging Christians, because on the 23rd of September, it will be the end of the church age. You know, I see pastors, you know, opposing me, saying that there will be no rapture that day.
Mm.
I tell you, there will be no church that day. I mean, from that day going forward.
Mm. That Sunday is not going to happen.
You know, from that day going forward, because the Antichrist will not going to allow church, you know. It will be the end of the church age. So I want to beg Christians to serve God and to save souls, you know. Put up a billboard if you can, you know, that says on the 23rd and the 24th, you know, Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Put a scripture there, you know, hand out pamphlets, you know, posters, make videos, you know, like people are doing. They are serving the Lord.
So it's about so winning.
This channel is serving God right now.
Mm.
And the rewards are coming, you know. So that is the judgment seat of Christ. So there never will be a day like that ever again. So people, please prepare yourself.
Mm.
God is doing a new thing, you know. He has announced what is coming.
Mm.
You know, he has announced the end from the beginning. He has announced what is coming even before it came, you know. So be prepared. Be ready, and to the Christians, you know, don't be anxious. If you have given your life to Jesus, you know, don't be afraid.
Mm.
Don't live in anxiety, you know. Instead, celebrate, you know, worship God, live in spirit, walk in faith, you know, and be ready for that day. And please join me on the live.
You're out of time. I want to ask more questions. I have so many more questions. Maybe we'll come back on the 25th.
That will never happen. So we are done, right?
We are done. Okay. We are done, yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say before I leave,
ladies. Yeah.
So today basically was just to emphasize.
Okay.
As I said in the beginning.
Mm.
Just emphasis. Nothing new to be said, you know. It was just grace to explain some scriptures, but no scripture to be explained from now.
Mm.
You know, it is all, everything, every focus now on that day, you know. And I don't know, what will you guys, what will you ladies be doing that day?
Tina silinde
lusugu. Yeah. So I can say,
we must always be ready. I think as Christians, that is ultimately the reward that we're looking for. So we need to be ready. And it's quite sad, actually, for some people are saying, I will get ready before the day before. Mm. I'll repent, but I can do what I want. And I feel like really, like, let's not miss the mark. Mm. It should actually be like that, whether you know the date or not. Why aren't we making it a lifestyle to live right?
Mm.
You know, to be aligned, to be ready for his coming. So... Mm. Let's close it for the viewers. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you want to close first? Or
can I you can wrap it up.
So, no, I just wanted to say that how do you ladies feel that your channel is only 14 days left?
How does our team look? I'm speechless for the first time in a long time.
Because, yeah, this, as I said, is getting ready to be shut down.
14 days. But the content will be there for the ones who are left behind.
Yeah, but the Antichrist is going to switch it off.
Our team is stressed. Look, all of them reacting. They're like, no, oh my word. My work of anything. Let's close this, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Okay. And we're going to catch you hopefully on the next one by the grace of God. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. We brought this for you because you've been asking so many questions, and we hope that this covered a lot of your questions. But please do continue to interact and let us know how you're feeling. It's days now, you know. Mr. Joshua says we've got 14 days left. What are your thoughts? What are your views? What are your opinions? What is your feedback? We look forward to your emails and your comments down below.
It's crunch time because it is September, you know?
Yeah.
It is September and it just feels so real. And I think for us, you know, having to broadcast such a message as well, I mean, we honestly just serve. Like, wherever God says just serve, just be there, be available. We've offered the message, we've offered the platform, but ultimately it's you at home that needs to fix your relationship with God, that needs to discern, that needs to agree or disagree. It's on you. The Bible says God has given us free will. So make sure you choose life and not death. But I tell you, choose life. There's two Amen. Ways, but choose life.
For myself, Innocent.
And myself, Millicent. And of course, Mr. Joshua. Thank you so much for coming once again. From our team, it is bye for now. I've been through the most. Been through.